Closer to home, we're tracking a fight over your television screen. It involves the public television network PBS. The network has enjoyed the success of shows like Downton Abbey, yet documentary filmmakers feel they are being marginalized on PBS stations. They're venting their frustration at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Two signature documentary shows on PBS, POV and Independent Lens, are bold and provocative. From sexual assault in the military.
The entire time I was screaming and yelling for help and for him to stop. Nobody came to the door, nobody came to help me, came to my rescue or anything.
Manhood and rap music.
Through rap music, I think there's an identification with some of the most stereotypical masculine standards.
To healthcare.
I do feel like if I'd had insurance, I probably would have seen about some of this stuff earlier.
They are rigorous, in-depth reports about difficult issues, often said in minority communities. So it's hard for them to compete with this.
Good God Almighty! You abandon a pregnant woman in a land that's not her own while you run for it!
More about Downton Abbey in a moment. Most PBS stations air Independent Lens and POV during prime time, 10 p.m. on Monday nights. WNET Channel 13 in New York is one of the largest PBS member stations in the country. It announced plans to move these award-winning documentaries to its secondary, lesser-known station, WLIW. Independent filmmakers were furious. When PBS held a town hall-style listening tour in New York to talk about documentaries, they lined up at the microphone. Veteran filmmaker Stanley Nelson said WNET seems to care more about wealthy white people than average New Yorkers.
New York City is about two-thirds non-white. This greater New York City is the audience Channel 13 is here to serve. Not the donors, not the board members, not the ratings.
Bernardo Ruiz says he and other filmmakers worry about other PBS stations.
The concern is that other stations might follow suit if the biggest station in the market is doing that.
WNET currently airs Independent Lens and POV right after the very popular Antiques Roadshow.
You've got somewhere between $46,000 to $57,000 worth of watches there.
Oh, my goodness.
Steven Segaller, WNET's vice president for programming, says fans of Antiques Roadshow aren't sticking around to watch documentaries.
They've been losing about 75 to 80% of the audience that watches the 9 o'clock hour. And that's a, you know, anybody in the programming business looks at that kind of drop off and feels that it's at least something of a problem.
Segaller believes their plan might actually help indie filmmakers reach more people. On WLIW, they would air After Masterpiece, home to the highest rated drama ever on PBS.
Welcome to Downton.
It's a complicated issue. Documentary filmmakers say PBS puts too much emphasis on what's popular to the exclusion of mission-driven programs. PBS executive Beth Hoppe admits that while all of its shows are important, PBS has not done the best job promoting documentaries.
We are big. We are public. There are a lot of voices. We want them all to be heard. But I think sometimes the message about how much independent film we do might get confused or lost.
That's one reason a lot of those voices are talking about the placement of documentaries on PBS stations. The talking continues this week at South by Southwest in Austin and later this month in Chicago. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.